Lili Nishmas of Kanmish Kamen Ben Veli Malik. Suvas Perk Hey Mishna Aleph. Alpha Bisha Amru Basula Govim Saim Val Mana Mana. Even though we said that a Basula takes 200 Zuzan and a Mana takes a Mana, Imratzala Hosef Afilu Mea Mana Yosef. If he wants to add on to this, the Tosefes Ksuva, he can add on. No matter what, we're not concerned about the feelings of Aniyim. We're allowing this to happen, that he can add a Tosefes Ksuva, Nis Armelo and Nis Garsha, and therefore, if she becomes a widow or divorced, Bein Mina Erisin, Bein Mina Nisuin, whether it's just from Erisin or Nisuin, Goves Akol, she takes everything, including the Tosefes Ksuva. Now, where do we have ever Ksuva by Erisin? This is actually a machloikus in the Gemara, whether or not they would write a ksuva by Erisin. According to the Manda Amra that held that they would not write a ksuva by Erisin, what's pshat in this Mishnah? This Gemara says we're dealing with a case where he actually wrote it. In other words, there's no din that you have to write it, but if they would write it by somebody that's just mu'reses, they would write this ksuva down, and then he died, she would get everything, according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer min hanesuin goves akol. In this case, where they wrote a ksuva for somebody that was just mu'reses, and then she got married, only then would she take everything. Mina Erisin. But if they wrote the Tosefes Ksuva, and then he died while they were just Mu'reses, Besula Goivim Asayim V'Almana Mana. A Besula would take only the 200 Zuz, and the Almana would take the Mana. Shalei Kosev La El Almanas L'Koinza. Because the whole reason that he added to the Ksuva was only on condition that they would be fully married and she would be with him. But if that never happened, he never intended to have a Tosefes Ksuva before that. So if he dies while they were just in Erisin, she wouldn't get the Tosefes Ksuva, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now, according to Tanakama, the Gemara explains that even in Erisin, she would still get it. So why did he write it? Because he wrote it just to bring a closeness between them. And therefore, even if he dies early, while they're in Erisin, she would still get it. Obviously, Bizman Azeh, it's not Nogeh, because the Erisin and the Suin is done at the same time. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Imratza, Kosev L'Psula Shtar Shal Masayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, what can be done is if they want, they can write a ksuva for a psula, the regular way it should be, where the shtar says 200 zuz, v'hi koisevis eskabalti mimcha mana. And then she can write that she received from him half of it, which is 100 zuz. Now obviously, everybody knows that he didn't really give her anything. It just means that she's really technically being meichel from the beginning. And same thing, ul almana mana, v'hi koisevis eskabalti mimcha chamishim zuz. To almana, they would write 100 zuz in the ksuva, and then she would have a receipt where she would write that she received half of it, which is 50 zuz. This receipt has to be written, the Gemara says, Taisanta brings, because if they just say it, if she says, I received 100 zuz if she's a psul, which is half of it, or 50 zuz, that's considered a masnal mashakasa b'Torah. She's stipulating against something that's written in the Torah. Now, according to Behuda, ksuva is not min haTorah, it's midrabanan. It's not midiraisa. So what do you mean that you're being masnal mashakasa b'Torah? Why do you have to write it this way? Why does she have to have a written receipt? Why can't she just say it? So Teretz is, like Tosfos Antif says, the Chacham gave a chizik l'divrayhem, and they treated it like Torah. However, if it's written with a receipt, then they were makel. That much, they weren't that machmer. So if you did it this way, you could create it where a psula only gets 100 zuz. Rabbi Meir, I'mer kol apaychis l'psul mimasayim l'mana mana, arezo bilaznus. According to Rabbi Meir, anybody that diminishes for a psula 200 zuz, even if you're doing it this way, where you're writing this receipt, even though it's written on the ksuva 200 zuz, but you're making this game out of it, where she's being meichel half of it, or an almana is also being meichel half of her mana, harezu bilas nus. This is bilas nus. Any bia that's done afterwards is like a bia to a pnuya, to a woman that's not married to him, because Rabbi Meir holds that a ksuva is midiaraisa. And since a ksuva is midiaraisa, you can't stipulate it against the ksuva and change it from 200 to 100. Now, an almana is for sure the rabbanan, according to even Rabbi Meir. Everybody holds the ksuva of an almana is a mana. So what does that mean? Why does that not work? So Taisa says, because since the ikar ksuva is mina Torah, therefore even a ksuva is almana, the tnai is batal. And they treated it like Torah. Now, what's pshat? If, according to Meir, if you're trying to condition against something from the Torah, it doesn't work. So if your whole condition doesn't work, which means the mechila that she's doing is not working, so if the tnai, the condition, is falling off, you're left with a good ksuva. So why is it a bilas nus? So the Meiri says, based on the Gemara, because she thinks that the tnai is kaim. She thinks it's a good tnai, that it's a good condition, that she can stipulate that the ksuva is less than what it should be. So therefore, it's a bilas nus in all the cases, according to Rabbi Meir. And on this, the Rav says, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, b'gzeiroisav. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir in his gzeiris, which means that you can't do this game where she would write that she received half of the ksuva. That wouldn't work, just like Rabbi Meir held. Now, the problem is that we hold ksuvas midrabanan. So therefore, why are we paskining like Rabbi Meir? Why wouldn't it work? So the Teretz is, like Tosfos Antif brings the Ran, that really we're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, the ksuvas midrabanan, but the Chum made a chizik l'divrayim. In other words, we're just being more machmer. We're holding really b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but we're just being more machmer than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you do it in a shtar, where she's meichel, it works, because the Chum wouldn't make such a strength to their Divrayim, to their words. But we're going to say, no, even if you write it in the Ksuv itself, if you try to mess around and change around the 200 to 100, that also won't work. Now, just a side point, according to Meir, the Ksuv is Midaraisa, it doesn't work because you're being Masna Masha Kasa B'Toyra. But the Ritva holds that even if you hold that a Ksuva is Minatora, the amount of the Ksuva, the 200 Zuz, is not Minatora. That could be whatever Chazal wanted to be. So why is it called being Masna Masha Kasa B'Toyra, where she writes a receipt and therefore they're making it half of what it should be? As long as it's anything, you're still being Mekayim the Ksuva Minatora. So why is that called Masna Masha Kasa B'Toyra? So maybe one could say, the pshat is because even though the shear can be any amount, but if you hold it, the ksuvas min ha-Torah, it means that Hashem gave the authority for Chazal to pick whatever they choose. But once they pick what the ksuva is, that is the shear min ha-Torah. So it's true. The Torah doesn't say that it has to be the 200 zuz from the time of the shkolim of the Torah. But nevertheless, once Chazal decide what that amount is, that mamish becomes min ha-Torah. And therefore, if you try to go against that and write a receipt or anything like that, that's called being masna masha kasa b'Torah. Maybe you could say something like that.